You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. And we have a bunch of callers on hold, so it'll be really fun to see what questions they have for us this evening. Quick update on my honey husband, Tim. He is doing great, you guys. Thanks for all your prayers and kind thoughts and well wishes. It's been really remarkable. He had a heart cath a couple weeks ago, had a stent put in, and it's really been amazing because it's as if he's aged backwards 10 years. It's really been remarkable. He goes up steps better. He's feeling better. He has more energy. He's sleeping better. So really remarkable. They went in, they made this little teeny pinprick in his wrist, went up through his artery in his wrist and fixed him up. So I tease him. I tell him he's good for another 100,000 miles. That was a good tune-up. So thanks again for all your prayers and kind comments and thoughts with him. I appreciate it a lot, and I know he does too. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see who we have first. I believe it's Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Terrific. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from northern New Jersey.
Okay, terrific. What's going on up there? You got some fall colors happening?
Yeah, a lot of leaves coming down, a little bit chilly, very windy this week.
I went out for a walk here in Alabama. I'm in Birmingham. I'm home. It was 45 degrees this morning when I went out for a walk. I was like, holy moly, because it was probably 70 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, whoa, fall is here. It has reached the deep south. I don't think it'll stay that long, but it's it was pretty funny. I even wore gloves.
Oh, yeah. I know. So, yeah, definitely that time
nice
of year.
Nice change of pace. Well, you got a question for me?
So, yeah, I've had some issues in my...
You're cutting out a little bit.
I've had some issues with my neck.
There, you're back.
I've had swollen glands. And I have an enlarged thyroid. And
we're not able to hear you. Marie, why don't you disconnect and then call back in?
No.
On the back end.
Can you hear me?
Well, the connection's not good. I'm hearing every other word.
Are you still hearing every other word?
Yeah, so just call back in. And just hang up and call back in, and I'll catch you when you call back in. Okay. All right. So let's go to Denise is next. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
How are you?
Listening. I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
Terrific. Hi.
My question tonight is, I'm a Reiki master, and I'm not able to tell people what's going on with them when I work on them.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the energy coming through me, and they always feel better, but I'm not able to give them that information on what's going on, specifics.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if you can help me bring my intuition out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the best way to describe it is, when you're working on them, tell me what your technique is. How do you do it? And are your eyes open? Are they closed? Are you with the person? Are you doing it remotely? How's that work?
Both. All of the above. I do it distance. I do it in person.
Okay.
I forgot your first question.
Yeah. What do you do when you first get with them? How do you raise your vibration?
I call in my archangels and my spirit guides to assist me in the healing session. I offer myself in service gratefully and with gratitude. So,
okay. Couple of suggestions. I think it's just more practice. Let me ask you a question. This will tell me how you learn. Tell me what you remember about your first car. First thing that comes to your head.
A red Mercury Capri hatchback.
Okay. So you're visual. You learn visually. If you would have told me, oh, that car felt so smooth, that would have been kinesthetic. If you would have told me, oh, it sounded like a kitten, it just purred, that would have been auditory. So you're processing visually. So a couple of things. What I want you to try raising your vibrational level yourself. You know, you're calling in for guides' help, but try raising your own vibrational level by closing your eyes for a second, stand in the superwoman pose, you know, like legs spread apart a little bit, hands on your hips. Imagine a geyser of light coming from the ground up through the top of your head, flowing out through the top of your head like a geyser of water. That will raise your vibrational level. That's number one. Number two, what I want you to do is I want you to practice remote viewing. Have you ever done that?
Maybe I know a different term. Can you explain it a little bit?
Yeah, when you can see things in a different locality at the same time. Did you ever watch Bewitched as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, remember when Samantha Stevens would twinkle her nose and she'd be in a different location right away?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? As a kid, I used to think, oh, that would be so cool if I could do that. And now I can because I do it with what's called remote viewing. This is one of the things I teach in my class. Denise, you may want to consider taking my class. The next one's in February. Okay. So there's information at AskJulieRyan.com. But how I want you to practice is, I want you to buy a magazine, and anybody can do these things. Anybody that's listening, we all can do these things, just learning to develop them. Buy a magazine, and then just sit quietly for a minute and raise your vibrational level, and then think of what are all the pictures in the magazine. What are pictures you see in the magazine before you look in it, okay, and write them down. Boom, 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 boom. First things that pop into your head. And then take a break. Do that within a minute. Set a timer. Do it within a minute or two. 2 minutes is even kind of long. Do it in a minute. And then set a timer. And then do it for another minute and see what you write down. And then look through the magazine. And my guess is you're going to be able to see that you saw remotely some pictures in the magazine before you even saw them. And you don't even have to write down what you think they are. Write down, you know, a shape or a color, or multiple colors in something. And that's a good way to practice. Another way to practice is to do it with a friend or a family member who's in a different room and have them set something on the table or the bed or whatever. Give yourself a minute, center yourself, raise your vibrational level, and then just picture what's on that bed and write down everything you get. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And if you name three things right, you have a 1 in a billion chance to do that, to name it right. So I do this with my class. We do this exercise as part of my class curriculum. And every time we do it, we'll get, you know, 15, 16, 20 things that are right. And I tell everybody, and everybody gets stuff. I mean, it's remarkable how we can do this. We all can do it. I think the more you practice on that, the more it's going to come in for you.
Okay.
The other thing is, have you read my book yet, Angelic Attendance?
No. Angelic what?
Angelic Attendance, what really happens as we transition from this life into the next.
Okay.
And you can get a link off my site. It's available in libraries, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I mean, audiobooks. It's available all over Kindle. But there's a chapter in there about how my skills came in once I started learning this stuff, and I think it will give you some guidance as well as far okay. as how it came in. So I think it's just a matter of you developing it further. Sounds like you're doing a really good job of seeing energy. And that's what I saw first, and then it went into I could see body parts.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You. Thanks for calling. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Marie, are you back? Let's see.
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi. Oh, good.
Am I unmuted?
You're
okay.
Unmuted. You sound much better.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
That's okay. I've just had issues with my neck area, and I've had all sorts of diagnostic testing done, and mm-hmm. it comes back as everything is fine. Everything has been within normal range. My thyroid function is within normal range, but I still have pain and pressure in my neck, and it's not medically diagnosable. They have nothing that they can offer me.
Mm-hmm. Is it in the front of your neck?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I've got you on my radar. What I've done is I've connected to you energetically. I watched a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham while you were talking, Marie, hooked into you in New Jersey. And I had a hologram of you in my mind's eye, and I shot energy from your feet up through the top of your head. And I can see a red ball of inflammation right in the front of your neck. When you first said neck, before I got you on my radar, I was thinking back of the neck, but the inflammation's on the front of your neck. So let me get that calmed down so that I can see what's going on behind it. I'm really descriptive, Marie, when I'm doing a scan on somebody and also a healing, because I want you to be able to envision what I'm seeing, because that's going to help implement it into your body. Okay? Because the body's always going to do what the brain shows it, even if the brain doesn't believe it, which is really fun. Kind of like when we watch a scary movie, we know it's pretend, but our heart may feel like it's going to jump out of our chest at any moment because it's so scary. So, you know, the body's following what the brain's showing it, even though you know it's make-believe, your body's still reacting to it. So same thing works with healing. All right. I'm applying anti-inflammatory energy, which is a royal blue color, and that will get rid of the inflammation, so it'll make it feel better. And then I'm going in to see. It has something to do with your vocal cords is what I'm seeing. Have they tested that? Your vocal cords?
No, they haven't.
Yeah, it has something to do with your vocal cords, because I'm in your vocal cords. And, you know, when we talk, they vibrate against each other, and that's what forms the sound. And mm-hmm. so it's like your vocal cords, the channel between the two of them has gotten smaller. I can see they look inflamed. So I'm applying anti-inflammatory energy on them. And see if we can get them back to normal size. So this would be a healing. See if we can get them back to normal size. So say something. I'm going to watch them vibrate.
Okay. Can you hear?
Yeah. Say something. Say a sentence. Come up with a sentence.
Gosh, I really hope this works because it's really driving me crazy.
I bet.
And I'm tired of doctors telling me that I am crazy.
You're not. You're not crazy. The other thing I'm getting is it may be a food allergy to something.
Okay.
Yeah, which is interesting. And that's not that all that uncommon, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that came up to me was wheat. Are you eating wheat products?
Yeah, I've been eating way too much bread.
Okay, so lay off of all wheat products and all grains for a couple of weeks. See if that makes a difference. I believe it's a food allergy. I believe your vocal cords are swollen. That's what you're feeling. And that would make sense that a regular doctor wouldn't look for that. You know, that's not in their bag of tricks. You'd have to go to a specialist for that. But that's what I'm getting. So I hope that helps. Okay.
I hope so too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling back in.
Okay,
take care. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Desiree, but my phone comes up as my mom's name, Betty, because we have a phone.
Oh, Betty Desiree.
Yes. Hi. I was calling you from Buffalo, New York again, and I just wanted to follow up on my babes. I called last time in reference to my four-legged baby, my dog Truffles, her
yes.
surgery and her little tumor leg.
Yeah.
So
I
had a... Well, they're giving me a couple of options. They're giving me leg surgery or to do a limb amputation, so I'm going crazy. But like
okay.
I said, just first and foremost, I'm just going to be optimistic because I already told everyone she'll be the most cutest chocolate baby with three legs, if that's the
mm-hmm.
case.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a biopsy on Tuesday, so I'm waiting mm-hmm. for results. I have to wait a week. But there's mm-hmm. little mass that's growing on top of each other on her left front paw.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, she hasn't changed her demeanor. She's still the happiest baby in the whole wide world. But I just wanted to see what you see on your end, because I know originally you told me to just clean with wet wipes and, you know, which I do every day. I've been doing that since she was a baby, since I've had her mm-hmm. cleaning her and when she comes from outside. So I just want to know, what do you see? If it's something that you think that may happen, as long as she'll still be a good baby. I just don't want anything. I don't want her to be uncomfortable with three legs, is what I'm saying. And I see dogs all the time with three legs in our neighborhood. I just want to see what you see and my little love.
So, Desiree, what I'm seeing, and remind me if this is what I saw last time, because when I'm scanning a person or an animal, I'm in and out of different realities, so I don't really remember all of it, but if you prompt me, I can pull it back. Usually what I'm seeing is
yeah.
like little tumors on the in between the pads on her foot, on the bottom of her foot.
Yeah, they're
is
on
that
her
what
left
I saw?
Leg. They're not on the pad. They're pretty much close, but they're on the side of her left limb. They're like on the, just on her arm, where they're talking about it's best to probably amputate it, because first it started off as one, and now it's two or three more growing on top. And so mm-hmm. that's where they're like, this is what we know from just our business and our professional observation, but we got to do the biopsy. But with that being said, yes, yeah, just they're called masks, and I had two options. But again, like I said, I told them, let's just do the biopsy, and you tell me what the results will be. But they're on her left limb, and they're not totally in between her paw. They're on her leg, a little bit above the paw.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing some in between her paws, too. That's where the energy went first. So,
okay.
And I think I got it was from chemicals on the grass, right? Which
yeah.
is why I
yeah,
said
that's exactly what you told me.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nice.
Could have been chemicals on the grass. Exactly what you told
so,
me.
So, you know, I'm getting, when they amputate, it's like treating a cold with chemo, sounds like to me. Is it in Truffles? I love her name. Is it in Truffles?
Oh, thank you, because she's chocolate. She's a chocolate.
Yeah.
Her color is chocolate here, so I called her, that was the perfect name for her. I was like Hershey's, Kit Kat, I'm thinking everything. And I'm like, Truffles is just like the creamiest, delicious, most chocolate, so let's call you Truffles. And she's looking at me with her eyes like, Mom, what are you talking about? But like I said, she's still the happiest baby ever. Like I said, even if the prognosis are like not really well, I know she'll still be good with three legs. I just want to make sure she's still mine as long as I can keep her. And I just want to see what you saw, or what did your energy feel from the biopsy that we took on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
If you see anything. I know it's kind of hard because it's like,
yeah, I don't get it's malignant. I don't get it's in her best interest at this point to amputate her leg.
Oh my gosh.
So,
thank you. Cause I am doing all natural stuff. I went into mommy mode. I'm like doing all my research. I got some of these mushrooms. I got CBD. I got some omega.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything. And I'm going to buy some more stuff to start putting on her leg to make a little paste to hopefully pull them down. But what I didn't want to do is, even if the paste shrink the little mass, I just didn't want it to grow to other parts of her body if it was malignant. And that's the whole point. We're still trying to figure out if it is malignant. I'm waiting for the results. But from the doctors, you know how doctors are. They're like, well, from our observation, I'm like, you guys always want to make money from amputating or doing a big surgery. But my baby is still happy as when I got her 10 weeks ago, and she's now 77. She's 11 now. So I'm like, what do you mean?
Well, I think too, Desiree, that there's no malicious intent from her vets. You know, they're doing what they believe is the best
and
based on
why
their
I know.
Knowledge.
Denise told
their
me to call you, so I'm giving Denise props. She's like, just call her. She'll give you some good information.
I would ask them, what's the prognosis if it comes back malignant and you amputate, you know, how long do dogs live with this diagnosis, even with amputation? Because if it's 6 months or something, I don't know that you want to put her through that.
And that's where I'm feeling it. And I'm just like a mother, because that's the whole thing. Like, I know as humans, we can live with a limb, and we can get another limb to help us walk. But that's what I said. I don't want to put her through this if it's not necessary. I'd rather go all natural, do all the natural products. We'll go on a strict diet and give her another year or two or three that I can give her, opposed to if they amputate her leg and she's uncomfortable and in a depression mode, that she's only given me 6 months. You're absolutely right. That's what I felt. So thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, you're on the right track. You let us know what happens.
Okay, well, I'll be calling back. Okay. Thank you for your love, for your time, and your guidance. You're beautiful. You're an angel, and I thank God for you.
Oh, thanks. Right back at you, babe. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a great.
Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it's Musa. Hi, Musa. Hi, Musa. Musa. Are you there? Are you on mute? There you are.
Hi, Julie. I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute.
I figured. That's why I was
singing
to you.
Sorry about that. How are you?
Did you like that? I'm well. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. How you doing, Julie?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Doing good. Thank you.
Terrific. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I am calling from Connecticut.
All righty. Terrific. Well, you got a question for me?
Oh, wow. Today I really didn't have a question. Just want to call and just listen to the show.
Okay. All right. Did you hear me talking about Denise, our second caller, who's a Reiki master?
And no, I didn't hear that part.
Okay. She was wondering how she could increase her skills. And everybody, Musa has taken my class, Angelic Attendance Training. And so I just wanted to hear if you had anything you wanted to add to that equation. But
well,
if you didn't hear it.
No, I didn't hear it. So I just dialed in probably a few minutes ago. So far, I enjoyed the show. Thank you. Keep up the good work, and really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Musa. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Greg is next. Hi, Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Where are you calling us from?
Chehalis, Washington.
Okay. Terrific. You got
actually,
a question for me?
Yeah, actually, you talked to my daughter before, the chicken girl from this area.
Oh, yeah. A long time ago. Yeah, a little girl that has chickens as pets.
Yep, that's her. And actually, my question's about her.
Good. How is she?
Well, she's sick every now and then. She just seems almost too convenient sometimes when she's sick, when school's involved and whatnot. But I just want to know. Well, we've taken her to the doctor many times. She's had blood work done, and just nothing comes up. So maybe you can see it, but she's had a tonsillectomy recently, but she still has bumps on the back of her throat that really bug her. And so she keeps mentioning that. And she also mentions headaches and just not feeling good. And lately she's just been pale and just drained. So I wonder if there's anything you can see.
Yeah. Tell me her name again, Greg.
Ella.
Ella, that's right. And what was her chicken's name? She was so cute when she called in.
Nico was one of them, and probably Snuggle is another one she was talking about, but she has many.
Snuggle was the other one. Everybody who's listening, Greg's daughter Ella called in, gosh, what, about a year ago, Greg?
And yeah, sorry about that.
She wanted me to scan one of her pet chickens. It was so cute. And what is she, 10 or 12 or something like
that? Actually, she's 14. But she just loves her birds. And she wants to keep calling you. She asked me over and over again, can we call her? And we'll just never get a chance to. But she'll probably be calling you again.
Wonderful. I love that. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to you, and then I'll connect from you to Ella. and ask her permission if I can scan her. And my guess is she'll probably say yes. So here comes my laser beam from Sweet Home Alabama out to Washington. All right, got you, got Ella. Ella, is it okay if I scan you? I'm talking to your dad. Yes. She said yes. Okay, so here we go. All right. She's got, it looks like she has drainage coming into her throat from her sinuses. Mm. And, yeah, is she complaining about that? I mean, is she?
Well, she's got throat problems. She's got bumps in the back of her throat. And she did before the tonsillectomy. She had a problem with her throat.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just nasal drainage.
I'm getting nasal drainage is causing it. But I'm looking at her GI tract too, Greg, because my guess is she's probably got a yeast issue going on because they gave her antibiotics with the tonsillectomy.
Yeah,
and that'll throw off her gut biome. So, yeah, she does. She's got yeast, which that'll whack her immune system. Try and keep her away from sugar. Try and tell her if God made it, eat it. If man made it, try and avoid it. I would see if you can get a doctor to prescribe nystatin for her, N-Y-S-T-A-T-I-N. It's an antifungal. Okay. If you can't, go to the health food store and buy some olive leaf extract.
Ooh.
And use some of those drops in her food. That's a natural antifungal. And I think that will help. I believe that's awesome. What's going on with her. Yeah.
Olive leaf extract, perfect.
Olive leaf extract, if you can't get somebody. Nystatin is an antifungal that grows in the ground, and it's what they give babies for thrush. So it doesn't have any side effects. It kills yeast on contact. It'll help get her gut back in order, and then that'll restore her immune system, and she'll feel better.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. All right. If you email me, julie@askjulieryan.com, I'll send you a bunch of information on yeast. Why don't you do that? And I'll send you
perfect.
A bunch of links of stuff that can help.
Awesome.
Okay.
Sure,
please give Ella our love.
I will. And thank you so much, Julie.
You bet.
I love listening to your show.
Oh, thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Nina next. Hi, Nina.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
First time. Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland. Well, welcome. First time.
First time, yes.
It's usually really fun. We usually have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So you got a question for me?
Yeah, I've been having these pains on underneath my right breast going into my underarm. And I'm kind of scared. I did go to the doctor and I'm supposed to go get further tests, and I'm kind of scared because my mother was diagnosed with cancer in January.
Oh boy. Okay. So this is going to sound like a crazy question, but I'm asking anyways. Do you wear an underwire bra?
No.
Okay, good. Those things can cause all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
And can cause pain. Okay. So have you found anything? Have you seen any lumps or felt any lumps?
No.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if it's maybe the lymph nodes underneath, or I just don't know what it is.
How long have you had the pain?
About a good week.
Okay. Did you pull a muscle?
I don't think so.
That's what I'm getting. I'm not seeing anything. Seeing anything suspicious at all. I'm looking at your lymph nodes and your armpit. I'm looking, I'm on the right side. I've looked from up above. I've looked from down below. I've looked from behind. I'm just not seeing anything suspicious at all. What I am seeing is your pec muscle underneath your breast going into your arm looks inflamed to me. So I'm putting anti-inflammatory energy on that and see if we can get that calmed down. It looks like when I see a muscle that's been pulled, Nina, it looks like, I know you've seen those big ropes that they'll use to dock ships. They'll tie off the ship. I don't know what they call it on that anvil thing, you know, on the dock. Yeah. And those ropes are twisted. They're usually really thick. But sometimes those ropes you can see have little frayed threads on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a pulled muscle looks like to me. So what I'm doing is a healing on it to reattach all those threads to make them sturdy again. It's not that it's not sturdy. It is, but it's, you've got a little bit of fraying, which is just a torn muscle. So do you work out? Do you do yoga? Did you lift something?
I may have lifted. Yeah, I was thinking I did, because my mom had passed away in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking my dad to the store, and I had I was probably lifting some heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been it.
I think you're right-handed too, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just pulled a muscle, girl. That's what I'm getting.
That's good.
Yeah. That's what showed up on my radar. I'm sorry about your mom. Have you read my book yet, Angelic Attendance?
No, but I just heard you talking about it, and I really want to get it, because me and my mom were like sisters and friends, and losing her was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. And
I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I literally had to be put on some sort of medicine to calm me down, you know.
Oh. Well, so, the book will help. I think it will give you a lot of information. I think it will provide a lot of comfort for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your mom's around you all the time, and you can talk to her whenever you want. You know that? Do you know about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you talk to her now?
I talk to her. I mean, I go to, you know, my dad still lives here, you know, at the house. And
sure.
I'm there every day to help him.
Right.
And there's just times where I just go in her closet and just smell her clothes.
Yeah, that's pretty common. But here's how you get you get a response from her. You say something to her in your head or aloud, and she's going to answer you telepathically. Most people think they're going to hear with their ears, but spirits communicate telepathically. So it's going to come into your head, and it's going to feel like a thought. It's going to be a thought. You're going to think, well, that's my thought. It's not. When it comes in, it's going to come in really fast, within a second. If you think about it for more than a couple of seconds, that's going to be your brain talking to you. Okay? So say something to her, and the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it, because you're going to get validation for the answers you get, and then you'll trust it more. I think especially early on, we think, oh, that's just my imagination, you know, that she's saying that. Like, I talked to a woman today on a private session, and her deceased sister-in-law, who she was really close to, she died a couple months ago, was telling me to tell her to go buy a bag of dog food, like puppy chow dog food. And I said to her, do you have a puppy? Is there something? I mean, it just was so random. It didn't make any sense. And she said, no. And I said, does anybody in the family have a puppy? And she said, no. And then she said, my in-laws are thinking about buying a puppy for Christmas. And I said, well, your sister-in-law wants you to buy a big bag of puppy chow, put it in one of those. I mean, she's very descriptive. Put it in one of those bags that you get at the Dollar Tree that is you put a big gift in. You know, it's like a big trash bag, but it has stuff on it. And tell them that it's from her. And she said it will be hilarious. And this gal said that is exactly something she would do.
Yeah.
So when information comes in from spirit, sometimes it'll come in as a word, as a phrase, and then you ask more questions to get more information to help it make sense. And anybody can do this. So the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. Okay?
Yeah.
So I hope that helps. Okay.
Thank you
good
so
luck.
Much. You're
good
wonderful.
Luck on your test. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Keep us
thanks.
Posted. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. We do this show every Thursday night, except a couple of times in the year. Like, okay, I'm muting a couple people that just came in because I'm getting feedback here. We'll do it. I'm not going to do one on Halloween because I'm going to be answering the door with the trick-or-treaters like the rest of you, and we won't do it on Thanksgiving, obviously. So, but most of the time, we do it every Thursday night. It's at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160. Access code 533-677-pound or hashtag. You can find this information a bunch of different places. Anywhere you download podcasts, it's in the show notes. Also, we're on Alexa, the podcast is, and we're on YouTube, and it's in the show notes, all those places. It's on the website, AskJulieRyan.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see it. On a blog that I send out every week, it's in the body of the email. And when you're on my site, sign up for a private session, and we'll have a whole hour to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We can cover multiple things like medical, talking to a deceased loved one, scanning your cat, whatever. Spirit guides, doesn't matter. So it's really fun. We have a ball when we do that. Even if it's something serious or something, like I was mentioning, this gal today had just lost her sister-in-law, and she was so upset. And we laughed because funny things happen, like her telling her to buy a bag of dog food and giving it to her brother and his family for Christmas for their kids' new puppy. So it's really fun. All right. This week's question comes from Cindy, and Cindy lives in San Pedro, California. And she said, "Hi, Julie. My mom has several medical conditions, and just one of them is cancer. She seems comfortable, but I'd like to know where she is in her transition. She talks about relatives that are deceased, and I was wondering if they are already coming for her and are preparing for her death. Although she is very sick, she doesn't seem like she's in the dying process yet. Her name is Lucy. Thank you." And here's my response. "Hi, Cindy. In order to get some information on your mom, Lucy, I first energetically connected to you and from you to her. When I connected to your mom, I could see, and I put in parentheses, in my mind's eye, that she's currently in phase 7 of the 12 phases of transition. That means her spirit is detaching from her body and is hooked onto the top of her head. It looks like a bubble you'd see in a cartoon where the character's thoughts or words are contained. Your mom's deceased parents are at her feet, and they anchor a semicircle of angels. Behind them are lots of deceased family and friends. I call this group the Welcome to Heaven Committee. In addition, there are two angels on either side of your mom's spirit bubble. They will eventually create a vortex above your mom's head from moving their wings. This vortex will have an upward pull and help her spirit separate from her body. It's quite common for people to mention and even say they see deceased loved ones as they're approaching death. Most hospice literature advises the family to expect this. At this point, it's as if your mom has one foot in this human reality and one in the spirit world. If she says she's seeing deceased loved ones, she really is. She's not hallucinating. You may want to read or listen to my book, Angelic Attendance, What Really Happens as We Transition from This Life into the Next. I believe you'll find it informative, comforting, and heartwarming. In addition, look for the little miracles as you go through this time with your mom. They'll be plentiful and will give you a sense of peace, sending hugs to you and your family." So thanks, Cindy, for submitting that question, and good luck as you go through this with your mom. Okay, let's go back to the phones and let's see who we have next. I believe it's Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Julie, how are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling from Queens, New York.
Great. You got a quick question for me?
Yes. You predicted something last week. I went to the dentist last Thursday before I spoke to you. Had my teeth clean, and I was told that I need a root canal. So I spoke to you. You said no root canal. So I went Monday because I had off on Monday. So he tells me you need 3 root canals.
Okay, so
I said we're going to work on 1 tooth at a time. He's told me to be prepared to be in this chair for an hour and a half. So he drilled my tooth, and he said it didn't look bad. So he had to take an x-ray, because that's what you do. They drill the tooth, and then they have to take an x-ray to see how it is, It says, no root canal. I'm going to put a fill-in in. And you were correct. Okay.
Wonderful.
But he said, so I said, oh, it took him an hour and a half to put the fill-in because he said it was a very deep cavity. And for a year, this is what I need. It's supposed to be tooth 9, 10, and 12. The tooth 9, when you look at your front tooth, it's the tooth next to your front tooth that's on the left side. And tooth 10 is on after 9, and then you have 12 in the back. Mm-hmm. For about a year, I've been having pain on top of that area. And I said, oh, it's my teeth, you know, maybe it's a cavity. So I asked the doctor, because the dentist was saying to me something about, I have a filling, and there's a cavity under the filling. And I said, is it these two teeth? They said, no, it's not. You had a deep cavity. So now we're going to do the third cavity. He did two of them. He did my two teeth. He said, oh, I said, I thought you were doing one. I did the other one, too, at the same time because it was right next to it, very close together, so I might as well. And he said both of them have, he said to me at the end when he finished, he says, if you have tooth sensitivity, you're going to have a root canal. But I figured that if he did the filling, obviously the tooth is not that bad. It could have been if I kept waiting. I understand that. But now I'm just concerned about the third tooth. That on next Thursday, I have another appointment to see. And I said, well, what does the X-ray, I asked the dentist, what does the X-ray say? All three of them show the same thing, he told me. So we won't know until we get in the tooth.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. So well, let us know what happens.
Well, that's what I'm asking you about the third tooth. Do you see a root canal needed at that tooth?
Nope.
Okay. The only thing you saw is that I need a root that has to be pulled out. But I told
lower right is where the issue is that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, that will be finished as soon. That will be done as soon as I get all my. He said you have tiny cavities here and there, so as soon as that, because it's like I know I'm going to be an hour with this dentist on next Thursday because he has to drill the tooth, and if it's like, but do you see a deep cavity in the third tooth that still has to be done or? Not that
there's
bad.
A deep cavity, but I don't think you're going to have a root canal.
All right, so that means I'm going to be in that desk. All right, and then I'm going to fill out any more cavities, and then that tooth will be pulled. Then the root would be pulled out. That's what I'm
and
calling.
You'll
be a I'm good just. Yeah.
Well, thank
but
you for
you're
letting
right.
us know. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
Thanks
right.
For letting us know. I just report what I get, Miss Patty. You know, and that's really funny because I have a really pretty good track record, but. Nobody's correct 100% of the time. Heck, doctors are correct like 50% of the time.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I don't ever purport to be 100% of the time, but it's always fun when I get validation. So thank you for giving me that. I appreciate it. And good luck with your fangs. Good luck with your teeth.
All right. And good luck to your husband. I hope he's feeling. It sounds like he's feeling better. I just hope that this thing will be okay. You know, for a very long time.
Thanks, girl. Okay, take care. And thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty, let's see who's next. Who else do we have? I believe Susie is next. Hi, Suze.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to tell you something funny. The first caller was thinking, I wish I could text you because I could hear her totally fine, but I'm glad it worked out that she got to, you know, come back on anyway, but I could totally hear her. And so my question, I was thinking I could either ask something physical, but then I thought, I've never asked about my spirit guides. I hear other people ask about that, and I thought that, regarding something regarding clutter, because I'm overwhelmed now that we're clearing my mother-in-law's house, who passed away 5 years ago. But maybe the spirit guides have something to say about how to deal with the clutter because I have my own issues of wanting to hold on to everything and then now trying to go through all her stuff. And she was a major clutter. And so I'm feeling, you know, double overwhelmed between my house and her house. And so I don't know whether you have something that, you know, they can share with me, some ideas, because it's really it's the issue is that I just am attached to touch, you know, everything I touch. I feel like, oh, I need to keep these papers, or with her, it's more stuff. I am able to donate a lot of her stuff and toss a lot of her stuff, but still, it's still more than I'm comfortable bringing home each week when I go over there for spending 5 hours in her bedroom every weekend for the last 6 weeks or so. So,
what came in, Suze, as far as dealing with the clutter? And am I, first of all, tell everybody where you're calling from.
Oh, so I was just thinking that San Francisco Bay Area.
And am I on a speaker because I'm getting some feedback?
No, I'm just talking to you on my regular home phone, and I don't have you on speaker.
Okay. All right. Well, for some reason,
I'm in a different part of the house.
That's okay. What I got when you were talking about clutter, Suze, was to hire a company, and what the words that came in were tag sale ladies.
Okay.
Because they'll come in and they'll go through everything, and then they'll set everything up to sell, and then they take a percentage and they give you whatever. But it's so much easier because you don't have to go through everything, and then you can go through at the end when they have everything set up ready to sell and take the things that you want, and it's way less overwhelming. I've done that a couple of times with family members' stuff, and it just makes it so much easier. So I got, call the tag sale ladies, and they call it different things, you know, in different parts of the country, but maybe estate sale. I would look up tag sale, T-A-G-S-A-L-E. That's what they call it in Ohio, and that's where I used them. They call them a tag sale. And it's like a, you know, a garage sale or an estate sale you'll see advertised in the paper. And then that will make it way less overwhelming. And you don't have to pay them up front. They take a percentage of the, they handle everything. And then the stuff that you don't sell, that you don't want anymore, you donate it, but you arrange for the company to whom you're donating to come pick it up. And a lot of what we did was we had them send a truck, you know, the company that we were donating to, we had them send a truck for later the day of the sale so that it was just all handled in a weekend.
Wow, that's
so
great.
What we didn't sell by Saturday late afternoon, they came and they picked up.
Okay.
It just made it so smooth. It'll make it so much easier for you.
Well, thank you. That's something you need to do. Okay. Well,
thanks
again.
For calling.
Thank you. Love your show. Take care.
Bye. Alrighty. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you. I just discovered your show about 10 days ago, and I've been binge listening to all your podcasts. And people out there, this gal knows what she's talking about. I mean, you really know when you were talking about gut biome and all the candida and mold, and because I've been through all that, and you know what you're talking about. And I'm very impressed and very excited. I made an appointment with you, not till November, but I'm so happy to be talking to you and happy your husband's doing good. So,
Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm sorry. I'm in Topanga, California, and we're not on fire this week. It's so exciting. It's been like one fire after another, but yeah, beautiful weather, lovely. So, I had been diagnosed with chronic Lyme back in like 2015 and got treated for, you know, for the mold and the candida and all the co-infections. That's the stuff that really gets you with Lyme. But my sleep, my insomnia has been just epic, and I try everything. I do, like you talked about your how you do grounding. I do the grounding mat I sleep on. I do it all. You know, I meditate every day, twice a day. I listen to binaural beats at night. I'm taking meds, too, to help me sleep, and I'm still having horrible insomnia. So, and I've been to, you know, some of the best rock star doctors, functional medicine doctors out here in LA, and there's a lot of them, and I have some of the best, and you know, and I just don't seem to get anywhere with this insomnia. So I was wondering if you had any insight.
Yeah, let me get you on my radar, Sharon. And I know Topanga well because my aunt-in-law, is that a real word? My husband's aunt and her husband had a horse ranch in Topanga. And so, yeah, when I lived in LA for a long time, we used to go there all the time. And she was on one of those volunteer fire watch brigades.
Me too. Arson watch.
Yeah. Arson watch. Right. Right.
I may know her.
When, yeah. Yeah. So, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hook into you energetically. I'm going to get you on my radar, and then I'll see what I come up with. It's like I'm looking at a hologram of you, and I can see things that I would see on an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. The first thing that came in when you were talking, Sharon, was, have you read Arianna Huffington's book about sleep?
No. Arianna Huffington.
It's really good.
No.
Arianna Huffington, Huffington Post.
Okay, yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had a book on sleep. I'm writing
it's
it down
really
right
good.
Now.
It's really good, really good.
Okay.
So you may want to check that out. And I know it's in audiobook form as well as digital and probably hardback
and paperback.
I like real books.
I just ordered yours, by the way, but the real thing, the real book.
Oh, good. I hope you enjoy it. You and anybody that's listening, please leave a review on Amazon when you finish reading my book because it really helps others find it. Find the material.
Absolutely.
It's usually somebody that either has a loved one who's dying or is bereaved or whatever, and they find it comforting. So I would really appreciate it if you would leave me a review. And anybody else that's listening, please leave a review on Angelic Attendance if you've read it. Okay, so I've got you on my radar. I'm still seeing mold in your system.
Oh, really? Because I got treated for it, and then when I tested, it was negative. But this was about two years ago.
I'm seeing mold, and you're right between the valley and the beach, and so sometimes that moisture gets locked in that canyon there where you guys are, and so what I'm doing is I'm removing the mold spores from your body, and you're still being exposed to mold somewhere.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's in your house. When we do our private session, I can scan your house.
Yes,
we can, see
we can do the deep dive, as you call it.
Yeah, deep dive, exactly. So,
mold, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what I did. I think I did something, it was like a charcoal thing I took for it originally.
Yeah.
And that seemed to get rid of it.
Activated
it
charcoal is really good, really good. You take it when you're not taking vitamins or any kind of medicine because it'll absorb. The other thing that is I'm getting for you too, Sharon, is get those when you go to the Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever you get your filters for your HVAC, get the really fancy schmancy HEPA filters. They're $12 or $15, and they're more expensive than the regular ones. But get those and change them out a lot. Because that will help.
I do have filters because I have epic allergies too.
Okay.
Maybe I need to change my filters. But I do have filters because, I have really bad allergies too. System is off.
Right. So get them changed once a month.
Okay.
Change them once a month so you figure out where the mold's coming from. And then if you email me, julie@julieryan.com, Sharon, I'll send you some information in the meantime of a test that you guys can do in the house. It's called the ERMI test, ERMI. And you don't need a specialist to do it. You can do it yourself. And it will tell you what your mold level is in the house.
Okay.
And then when we talk, I scan houses all the time for mold and other stuff. And I will... I'll scan it and we'll see where it is, if you've got it. I'm getting you have a mold issue in your home.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've had a water leak or anything like
that. I did, and I redid the bathroom, and we replaced everything. This was three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was a leak, and everything was cleaned out and replaced, as far as I know.
Did you replace the drywall as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Because it had gone down to the bottom story, below. So we replaced all of that. That's where I assumed my first infection came from. But okay. Yeah. Well, I will look into all that. Thank you so much for your your gifts. So appreciate
it. Oh, you are most
welcome. Thank you, and I can't wait to talk to you in November.
I'm looking forward to that as well. All right,
thank
you,
Julie.
Better. Okay, take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Okay, let's go to Tanya. Hi, Tanya. I've only got a couple minutes. So,
okay.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Julie.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Mississippi.
Okay, terrific. You got a quick question for me?
Yes, I had two friends that were murdered about 25 years ago that I was in college with. We had a really close friend. She's still around. We're kind of in touch. But I'm wondering, I've never, like, contacted them through a medium or anything. I'm wondering if they might have a message. Maybe not for me. I wasn't as close with them. But for our other friend or family or just if I can assist in some way, if there's anything that I can convey for them in some way.
Did they find their murderers?
Yes, they're both in prison.
Okay, good. What are your friends' names, Tanya?
Robbie and William.
Okay. Are they guys or is Robbie a gal?
Robbie's a girl.
Okay. All right. So let me pull them in. So they're standing right next to you to the right. Whoever we want to talk to, whenever we want to talk to them, they all know we're talking about them.
Okay.
So I get them on my radar. When I get you on my radar, they're always standing to the person's right. So did you hear me talk earlier to, I believe it was Nina, whose mom had just died, the gal from Cleveland, and
yes.
About how you can ask them a question or make a statement, and then they'll respond within a minute. And so I'm asking them, is there anything that you want Tanya to know? That they're around their families all the time, is what they're saying.
Okay.
So Robbie's saying she's around her mom, especially all the time. Is her mom still living? She's saying
yes. I don't know. I'm not in touch with the family. It's been so long.
Yeah. So
okay,
call in again.
But I can get the message.
Yeah, call in again when we have more time. And
okay.
And I'll take you first. Remind me when you call back in, and I'll take you first, and then we'll have more time to talk to them.
Okay. Thank you, Julie.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right, everybody. We're out of time. What a treat to get to talk to everybody that called in tonight. For those of you that I didn't get to, please call in next week. Let me know that I didn't get to you, and I'll get you on first. And to everybody else who's listening, please call us. It's so fun to have you on the show and to find out what your questions are. And hopefully I can help answer some of those, like I say, unanswerable questions. In the meantime, have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the fall. And till next week, see you soon. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at AskJulieRyan and like her on Facebook at AskJulieRyan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.